is awesome episode today. We got guys looking for nudes. We got a girl who wants to get past hooking up. And a dude who has a high sex number. Check it out. Enjoy. Share it with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Times Square, New York City. We're every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to encourage you, keep doing that. This is a user-generated show. You listen, we put it out, you send your emails, we answer them. That's how it goes. I tickle your nuts, you tickle my nuts. It's all a big feathering. And speaking of feathers, the feather hat for Feather Nation is out there right now. It's a really good looking hat, and you need to get involved in Feather Nation and represent this show. I'm selling on my Instagram, so it's on my Instagram story today. If you're tuning in on a Friday, go check out the Feather Nation hat. Get a part of it. And it started as a good idea. Now the more I think about it, maybe it's a weird idea. I talk a lot about you guys feathering my nuts by sharing the podcast and how good it feels. And I was like, let's put a feather on a hat. It's a little insider's thing. It's a nice little looking hat. And then I was like, well, I guess people would ask you, be like, oh, what's that? You'd be like, oh, it's from a podcast. Well, what's the feather mean? Well, I guess buying it is kind of like tickling his nuts. So I put you in a weird position. I get that. But it's a classy hat. It's a good looking hat. It's one that I wear. So go on my Instagram. It's on my stories at Jared Freed. I am coming to your town. I'm coming to Charlotte. I'm going to the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, August 15th. I'm going to be at Nashville, Zanies in Nashville, the 22nd and 23rd. So that's August 15th in Charlotte. And I'm going to be in Nashville the 22nd and 23rd. Come on out to those shows. Live podcasts in both places. And then an extra stand-up show in Nashville. So come on out. Very excited about today's guest. An OKP, original key player.
Yeah.
Carly Aquilino, thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having
me. It's too long. This is too long week.
Yeah.
Because Dante, it's been forever, and he's a guy that was there at the beginning.
Yeah.
And now it's been forever for you and I.
I know.
And you were there for the first bunch of episodes. You've been on a couple times. Thank you for coming back.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What's been happening?
I like the setup here.
We're in Times Square.
We're in a music recording treehouse.
Yeah, you're right.
Or a place you would do a voiceover audition.
They did Doug here.
They did what?
They made the cartoon show Doug here.
Really?
Yeah, Doug.
Is that real or you just made that up?
This is real. This is the house that Doug Funny built.
Wow.
The Wizard of Oz is at the house that Doug Funny built.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I loved that show.
Right?
What a legend.
Patty Mayonnaise.
Patty Mayonnaise, number one crush.
That's right.
First ever girl crush.
So what are you, you have a new podcast yourself.
Yes, I do.
Let's talk about it. Secret Keepers Club.
Yeah.
Every Monday, go subscribe. If you don't know Carly, go follow on Instagram at Carly Aquilino. You have this new podcast called Secret Keepers Club with Emma Willman.
With Emma Willman.
She's been on the show. She's fantastic.
She's a legend.
Yeah. And
I
what's
love
the
her
show?
So much. It's people send in emails, okay, anonymous, with their problems or questions that they wouldn't want to maybe talk to their friends about,
okay,
or whatever. So we're like all secret keepers, even though, I mean, we're telling it on a podcast, but it's
sure,
a anonymous type thing.
Okay.
But it's cool. Okay. And then we play Fuck, Marry, Kill every episode.
There we go.
Which is really, I want the whole podcast to be that.
A whole Fuck, Marry, Kill podcast.
Because
like
it's just the possibilities are endless.
Okay. I think this is a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, on this show, we take emails anonymously and play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
You play Fuck, Marry, Kill?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, we played it a couple times. We'll do it with, like, food items a lot.
Okay.
I love a Fuck, Marry, Kill with food items.
Okay. Hit me with one.
We did one at the live show in Denver, and it was Chick-fil-A, Shake Shack.
Wow.
Chick-fil-A, Shake Shack. What was the other one? It was Chipotle.
Oh, I'm killing Chipotle.
That was my...
I'm killing Chipotle.
Yep.
Immediately.
Yep. Game over for Chipotle.
Yeah, brutally.
Okay.
And then I'll marry Chick-fil-A, because I would want to spend the rest of my life with Chick-fil-A.
Sure.
You know? And then...
Options, too. You can get the grilled chicken, you can go off the, you know...
Yeah,
you can
Shake
do it
Shack,
all.
There's not much room, really, to explore.
Shake Shack, this was the exact answer that I gave.
Really?
Yes. Shake Shack, you want to, like, get slutty with.
Right, right.
You're going to get the shake. You're
but
like, I'm not,
not
going to do
forever.
This all the time.
Right.
You know, I'll do this. I'll wake up weird on a Sunday with it. That's where I'm at
sometimes
with Shake
Sometimes you
shake.
Get a grilled cheese and you're like, I feel weird.
Yeah,
you know,
I can't
like, why did I do
here?
This?
Yeah. There's a lot more butter on it than I would have put on.
It's
but
embarrassing.
I'm happy you did that.
It's
you know.
A butter sandwich with cheese.
A touch of cheese. I want some cheese in my butter sandwich. So, yeah, that's why. And then with Chick-fil-A, at least I can go there and be like, listen, it's Monday. Let's get the chicken over the salad.
Right.
Let me help
and
this up.
And then by Friday.
Friday you're in the nugs.
Right.
You're good. You know,
right.
you're out of that zone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's true.
I'm getting this is our fuck, marry, kill music.
Yeah. Wow. Shotgun wedding.
So, Secret Keepers Club every Monday. It's Carly Aquilino and Emma Wellman. That's great. Go follow. Go support.
Thank
Are you ready
you.
For the emails?
Yes, I am ready for the emails.
Let's do this. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrain, I need your wisdom.
Wow.
Papa J, Feather, I've written you for advice before and need your help again. I met a guy off the apps about 8 months ago. Ooh, IRL. Okay. And after 2 months of pretty serious dating, something switched, and now it has turned into us just hooking up off and on a couple times a month.
Okay.
Ooh, boy, it's always tough when the dude...
Because
I've pulled this move, where I'm like, yeah, the crowd doesn't like it here.
Yeah.
I've pulled this move where, you know, you're hot and heavy, and you're like, then you start, like, easing off.
Right.
And you're like, let's keep this in the...
it's normal.
It's
it
normal.
Happens.
This happens. Every time I see him, he calls me all the cute pet names, tells me how much he cares, and even jokes about me not seeing other guys, but then doesn't do anything to make this anything more than just hooking up. He's even told me that he thought I would be his girlfriend, but that he thought I wasn't interested in that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like that move.
Yeah,
I definitely
that's a bad
do
move.
Have feelings for him, and the sex is amazing and really fun. Like, definitely the best I've had, and I'm down to just hook up with him. But if that's all he wants to do, then why does he act like he cares so much about me and still alludes to when we are going out on dates? What do you think I should do? Should I give up the really good sex and completely cut this out? I just want to know if the guy, from the guy's point of view, how you think he views me. Like, do you think he thinks I'm dumb or just an easy fuck? P.S. For some perspective, he's 31, I'm 25. We live in the city and he has been divorced. I don't know if that plays into it. What do you think?
I think that you could do whatever you want to do. I don't think it's going to turn into a relationship.
Why is that?
Because I think that, like you said, you start off hot and heavy. It's all good. You like, can't get enough of someone. And then it's kind of, we've all been there on both sides of it. I've had people do that to me, too. And I've done that to people where it's just like, I kind of want to see what else is out there. So if this has been 8 months of this happening and he hasn't tried to lock it down, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a relationship.
Yeah, this is kind of what I would call an airplane hookup.
Yeah.
And the reason I call it that is because there's takeoff. We got to get down the runway. We fucking take right off. And and you go as fast as possible. And then
through
you get
clouds.
Through clouds. You're bumping around. Then all of a sudden you get above the clouds and things even off.
Right.
And now you're right now at that even off stage.
Right.
Because at first when you really charged up, he had to like sprint you into thinking of him as a...
He tricked her.
He kind of tricked her. Yeah.
Yeah.
He went in hard as... I'm this great relationship guy.
Yeah.
He got you up into the sky to Hookupville.
Yeah.
And now at some point he's going to bring this back down to the ground.
Right.
And he's going to land it with you dropping you off.
Right. Right.
And
that's
the way
once you're
works.
In the plane, you're not going any higher up.
You're not going any higher
up. You've plateaued.
You've plateaued.
I think, because I truly believe that if a man wants to be with you, he'll be with you.
He'll
do whatever it takes.
All of the relationships that I've seen get to, like, marriage, babies, all that stuff, they've all been more rocket. They've all been more rocket ships than they've have been airplanes.
Exactly.
They go up and up and up, and they don't stop going.
Right.
These airplane hookups are, and I mean, like, listen, I'm guilty of a million scenarios of airplane hookups.
Right.
And it's something guys do that, you know, we know that, you know, we got to, this is kind of the guy game.
Right.
You know, where it's like, oh, look at what kind of a formidable man I am and someone that could take care of you and someone that could be boyfriend material. And then we're fucking and we're like, oh, great. Let me see who else I could make think that.
Right, right, right. I do think he's a bit manipulative.
Of course.
To tell her, oh, maybe you'll be my girlfriend one day or some shit like that. It's and the well, when I she know, said, does I know he think I'm dumb? Not, yeah. That's how it feels when someone does that shit to
he
you.
He doesn't think you're dumb. He thinks he's smart.
Exactly. And he's not.
He's not.
So he's truly not.
Truly not. And what he said, the one thing that he said that like really hammers it home for me is that he said to outwardly say, I'd be with you, but I don't think that's what you want.
Yeah.
That's him just deflecting the blame on this.
Right, right.
He's putting small print on the contract.
Right.
So that small print is, well, you know, you just always seemed like you didn't want that. You're a party girl. You're 25. He's putting that shit on you.
Right.
And that's why she's
feeling that way about it. Like,
totally.
Does he think I'm dumb? Am I a dumb for continuing to see this person?
No.
I don't think you have to stop being with him, but I think if you're okay, you can continue to be with him if you're okay with it not being a relationship.
Yes, I totally agree. I think age can trick someone into, can trick a woman into thinking a guy's more serious than he is.
Right, right.
So because he's been divorced, because he's 31, she's like, well, he's at that point of life.
He's ready.
Nah.
Yeah, no.
It ain't happening with you.
Yeah.
And if you're cool with, like, listen, both of us are sitting here being like, get your fuck.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
like you're having great sex. Keep it going.
Yeah, fuck on the airplane.
Fuck on the airplane.
But no, you're on an airplane.
No,
okay,
don't think
you're on a rocket ship.
Yeah, you're landing soon. You're going.
Buckle your seat. The seatbelt sign is on.
Yeah.
Because you're landing.
You're getting off at LAX, and he's throwing you in an Uber.
Right.
Never to be seen again.
Oh, if you're lucky, you're getting an Uber home. You're probably getting an Uber pool.
Yeah, you're getting in a pool with two other bloggers that think they're going to LA to fucking make it, okay? It's over. But also,
enjoy it.
But don't take him out of your mind as prospect.
Right. Continue to see other people and
also
keep your options
open. His game is that talk.
Right.
That's what you have to remind yourself. That is his, that's his abs.
Right.
Some people have abs and they make you want to fuck them. And other people tell you, you're so beautiful and smart.
Right.
And those are their abs.
Right.
And make you want to fuck them.
Right.
So everyone plays to their strength.
Of course. Of course.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Carly Aquilino @CarlyAquilino on Instagram. Secret Keepers Club. Every Monday, go follow, go support. Let's do, why do guys go straight for the nude?
Okay.
Papa JT, Shelby, and Guest. New to listening to your podcast, after listening to the You Up podcast, love them both, by the way. There's the feather to the nuts for the email. I'll get right to it. I recently rejoined the dating app game. My issue is that two messages into talking to a guy, he goes straight for the nude. I'm truly not down to send these. Basically, strangers, these basically strangers, my boobs. But I'm also not prude or naive to the fact that myself and everyone else on the app is on the app to fuck. My question is, do I say adios to guys going straight for the nudes? How do I tell them I'm not going to send nudes without sounding like a prude? I'm only 20, so it might be the age of the guys I'm going for, to be honest, and I recognize that any help is greatly appreciated.
To me, it's like, are you looking to date someone or are you looking to hook up with someone?
Mm.
Because it's kind of like no love story has ever started with
let
he
me
messaged me and said, let me see your tits. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody.
How did I meet Dad?
Yeah. How did I meet Grandpa?
Yeah, Grandpa. Well, I was sitting down to take a dump. And I've opened my app, and all of a sudden, your Poppy said, let me see those fun bags.
I mean, he's a hopeless romantic, and I fell for him immediately before I even met him. So if you're,
squeeze of the tush that I knew.
A cyber squeeze.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think if you're looking to hook up, you can hook up with those guys. But I would never be with someone like that. I wouldn't even have sex with a guy like that because you're objectifying me and you're being the worst. You're being the worst. I'm not saying, hey, let me see your fucking gross balls. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to ever see them. Even in real life, when we're having sex, I wish they could wear a coat. I hate that.
You don't like balls?
I hate balls.
Hate balls?
Yes.
I think balls are my favorite part of my body.
Of course they are. Guys love their own balls so much that we don't have to love your balls.
That's why the koosh ball exists. It was just to make...
Yeah, you guys could squeeze
the crowd here is not happy.
And not get arrested.
This is a ball crowd.
This is a pro ball?
Pro ball
no.
crowd.
They all have balls, that's why.
Yeah, a lot of balls in this crowd.
Lots of balls.
Here's what I'll say to this girl. There's a couple things that, like, you know, my spidey senses go off. I'm not down to send these basically strangers my booze, but I'm also not prude or anything, or naive to the fact that myself and everyone else is on the app to fuck.
Okay.
The app is whatever you want it to be.
Right.
Stop living in this, like, well, I go to the app. Well, if everyone here is to fuck.
Exactly.
I got to be receiving these shitty, invitations
right,
to see
I
my tits.
Right, I have to just send a guy a picture of my boobs. No. Like, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
You in the app, listen, I know people that have gotten married off the app. I know people that have fucked off the app. I know everything in between. So don't, a lot of people, they take away their own responsibility by saying, that it's the app's fault.
Right, right.
Well, this, you know, a lot of girls, this generation of dating.
Right.
Oh, and this generation. It's like, shut up.
Right, do
have
your
some
own
responsibility.
Thing. Yeah.
Have some, like, you don't, you're not a bag in the wind. You don't just go outside and let people push you around. This is, the game has changed, but that doesn't let you just say, well, I don't know the game.
Right.
You know, you sound like the people that go, The people that go, well, I'm not a podcast person. Well, that there's no more radio. It's over.
Right.
R.I.P. Get with it. Goodbye.
R.I.P.
So listen, you're not a podcast person, but do you want to keep hitting that little knob in the car?
No.
No. You don't want to do that.
No.
You made your way to sexy back
400 times a day.
So yeah, just
that's the only song that's ever on the radio.
The only radio song ever.
I've never listen to the radio and not heard Bringing Sexy Back.
It is a great
from
song.
From Justin Timberlake. But it's enough already.
It's enough already. We've done it.
It's been
We've
14
done it, Justin.
Years, Justin.
Is Justin going to look 29 forever?
Yes. And his wife is also going to look 22 forever.
Who's his wife?
Jessica Biel. Are you kidding me? She's so hot.
Remember that
Do you follow
movie?
Him on Instagram?
I don't.
Ugh.
When Harry met, or not when Harry met Sally, Chuck and Larry.
Yes, I watched it the other day. It was on TV.
Jessica Biel's in it, and you're like,
so hot.
Oh my God. I remember there's a scene, doesn't she? Here it is.
Yeah, it's a
funky beat.
Yeah, not when you hear it 5 billion times.
You know what I hate, the Justin Timberlake song I hate the most is
Cry Me a River?
No, I like that song because there's a story.
you're emotional.
I'm emotional. You know what I like the song I hate the most from him is the suit and tie song.
Oh, I hate that song.
There is no less like danceable song than that song.
Yeah.
You look like an idiot.
People
when you dance
who dance to that song, I'm like, you're a sociopath. You've killed people.
You have to.
You're a murderer.
It's too herky jerky. You're not dancing to it. It's ungrindable.
Right.
I only grind. I will say to this girl, don't let yourself live by the rules of the app that you've assumed them to be.
Yeah.
I like that this song just stays in this.
It kept getting louder.
Stays in this one.
I think he forgot it was on.
It's just on loop.
Right.
This will be playing in hell when I go to
on
hell.
On loop. Just the song.
Just
the
part.
Music. Yeah. I agree.
And it's like, you don't have to live by this weird reality of the app. You're on it for your own reasons.
Right.
What do you want? Make them you-centric. Don't make the app run you. Run the app.
Yeah, don't appease people because you think that's what they want from you.
Yeah. And
you know what I'm saying?
And anytime, let me just say the other thing about these apps is anyone asking to see nudes is so lazy.
Yeah.
It's
like you didn't even try.
All these apps do, the reason women are going crazy from these dating apps is because they play to laziness, and there's nothing more lazy than a dude. And all we want to know is who thinks we're hot and how quick we can get to fucking.
Right.
So if you send nudes, he knows he's just that much further along to fucking you without having to take you out or be a person in real life.
Right.
A gentleman. Yeah.
Or like respect you at all. Totally. I think it's so funny because guys that ask for nudes are never the hottest guys.
It's always
a guy whose every picture looks like he's showing off his fedora collection. You know what I'm saying? He has one in every color.
Another fedora.
Yeah, another fedora. He has a beige one and a black one.
What is this?
Popping bottles in the ice. G6.
Oh. This is grindable. I'd be grinding to this.
Me dancing to this? I'm bouncing off the fucking walls,
man. This is a great song.
I'm bouncing. I'm getting pregnant.
Yeah.
If you dare play this song in the club.
Just tons of babies dropping on the floor.
Literally giving. I'm crowning by the time I leave the club.
So I think with the asking for nudes thing, to me, if I'm a woman out there, I'm like, oh, good. Goodbye.
Right.
Oh, good. This is a guy that... You don't go from asking for nudes, getting the nudes, and then going, do you want to do drinks?
Right. Or
it just doesn't go that way. Yeah. Even not even married, drinks.
Right,
what do you think? You're going to have like a normal date with this guy after he reviewed your tits?
You got to make it right. You got to make it.
Oh, these tits look fine enough for me to get wine with.
Right. Make them work for it.
Yeah.
Make them work for
it. And if there is a guy, I wouldn't even continue the conversation. You're not a prude. And who are you not looking to look like a prude?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, some strange guy. I care. This guy thinks I'm a prude. You not sending your pictures to a stranger on the internet is not you being a prude.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Carly Aquilino, Secret Keepers Club, every Monday. Very excited about today's sponsor.
Oh, I want to hear all about it. Let's do it.
Harry's Razors. Oh, my God. I love these razors. I've been growing in a beard, but I'm just waiting for that moment to really treat myself to a nice shave.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the beard?
I love it.
You're into it?
I love your beard right now.
It's too, I don't know.
Now it's at that
furry stage.
No, it's good. It's scruffy.
Hair than scruff.
It's not really furry. It's scruffy. But I feel like that's a hard thing to grow. That's like a hard thing that guys have to go through.
3-week thing. But listen, Harry's is there for us. I love Harry's because you know what? You don't want to think about getting razors. That should not be on your mind. You got work, you got school, you got girls, you got guys. You don't need to be thinking about these things that the mailman could be delivering to your door.
Wow.
Stop going to CVS. Stop going to Walmart. Stop going to Walgreens. We don't need to have these things in our lives. Stop looking into the cabinet and going, oh, I don't have my razors. You don't have to do this anymore. Live in this era of the mailman working for you, and the products are amazing. The shave gel smells great. They even have body soap now that, good stuff. I used it today. So Harry stands behind the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors, it's not easy. You're used to your thing. So here's how Harry's going to make it easy. They created a trial offer, and you can claim yours by going to harrys.com/jtrain. That's harrys.com/jtrain, harrys.com/jtrain. And listen, the Harry's owner, that's how much they know you're going to like them.
Right.
Because they're the drug dealer going, yeah, try it.
Yeah, here's a sample.
A little taste.
Get you hooked. Yep.
You're going to try the goods and you're going to go, oh, look at that. That's a whole hour of my day once a month that I don't have to do.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get it right to your door. They knew. And listen, I went to camp with one of the guys that started this thing.
No, you didn't.
Swear to God.
Wow.
We have a personal relationship.
Wow.
Okay?
I trust him.
It's very sweet.
I trust him if you guys went to camp
together. No, I know these guys. They're good guys. And they created a company because they saw a hole in the market, just like podcasts. I saw how bad your road trips were.
Yeah.
Let me start this show.
Yeah.
Razors, they saw that there was a middleman that they could cut the fuck out. So now you don't have to pay Johnny Razorblade, Big Razor. You can pay the little guy, these guys. So here you go. $13 trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle. 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Listeners of my show can redeem their trial set at ready. What was that?
I didn't want to cough into the mic, so I moved away. And then
it was like a cough sneeze.
Yeah, I was going to cough like during your promo code. I felt bad.
Listeners
okay,
of the show can redeem their trials at harrys.com/JTrain. That's harrys.com/JTrain. Make sure you go to harrys.com/JTrain and redeem your offer and let them know that I sent you. This is the whole circle of feathers. You feather me. I give you free money. harrys.com/JTrain. harrys.com/JTrain. Carly, you ready for another email?
Oh, I'm ready. I was born ready.
Perpetual semi-ghoster, please help.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Papa JT. In love with the podcast. Keep doing what you're doing. I fucked up. I've been, she puts in quotes, dating this guy I met on Tinder for literally over a year now, and things have been rocky lately. I disappear a few days at a time, and more recently, an entire week. The first few times he would call and text, and more recently just text the first couple of days. I reappeared recently last week and wanted to talk to him about what I've been going through. I have a nervous breakdown by definition and needed to get my shit together. He doesn't know about my not so great meatballs health. Thing is, he's avoiding talking to me. The morning messages have stopped. He periodically texts me, but he doesn't feel the same. But it doesn't feel the same. He's a personal trainer and he's a crazy schedule, but I can't help the feeling that there's more to it than just being busy. We've agreed to see each other early on and have been ever since, but we're not official. We've agreed to only see each other early on and have been ever since, but we're not official. Sounds like
okay.
Official.
Yeah, it sounds like you're official.
We don't see each other often because of his work and my school schedule, but we talk every day or talked since I reappeared. Is he finally done with me? I really like this guy and would like to give it a real shot. If I'm being honest, I haven't been fully invested, but I would like to. What's the best way to communicate with him? Please help. Also, he's 11 years older than me. Thanks.
There's a lot going on. Sounds like a repeat email.
It does?
From the girl from before.
Well, this seems like a girl she's the disappear.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said that she had, you know, I'm not a professional. She said that she had... I have a nervous breakdown by definition.
You're okay.
Disappearing on this guy. What do you have to say?
He might think she's not serious because maybe he needs to understand it a little bit better, like what you go through. I don't know the extent of the conversation that they've had, but
sometimes guys will do that. So there's two things going on. One, it sounds like you got some, you know, more serious issues than I could ever help with.
Right.
So I think you should talk to someone. I mean, we come here to joke around. We come here to hang out and give advice and, you know, because we don't know shit, but we're going to help you out. But if you're having what you would call a real nervous breakdown,
yeah.
You need to go talk to someone. And that means your parents first. Your family.
Yeah, your friends.
Your friends. And then maybe professionals that can help you go through this and develop the techniques to get through moments like this. Now,
right.
If you're disappearing on a guy and you say that you haven't been fully invested, but now you want to, that doesn't really speak. You're emailing from the guy's point of view in the airplane conversation.
Right. It's true. It seems like he was reaching out when she would disappear, which says that he likes her. To me, that
sure,
tells me he likes
her. He wants to know
her.
What's going on.
Right. He's like, where are you?
But there's only a level of trying someone will do.
Right.
And, you know, there's only, you know, you may say, well, now I like him because you're lonely and he's the one you got.
Right.
So I think this is more personal and you got to stop, you know, with him. I think like, you know, if you're sensing that he's backed off, it's because he's probably just trying to match whatever energy you're giving to him.
It's true.
And you can look at it. So I think this is like, to me, you got to take care of your personal shit before you're ready to be with somebody.
Right.
You don't want to go to somebody to be with them to be their problem. You want to be their solution.
Right, right. Because if it starts off in an unhealthy state, it's not going to really work because then the relationship becomes toxic. And you don't ever want, like you were saying before, like, do you really like him or do you just want someone. Do you want him or do you want someone?
And it feels like you're at that I want someone moment because you're coming off of an emotional moment.
Right.
Where you're like, well, who will be with
vulnerable.
Me? You're vulnerable. And you're just trying to find someone. So who's to say this won't happen again? I think in moments like these, you have to lean into the people that have to deal with you.
Right. That have no choice.
And that have no choice.
Yeah.
And not the people that can make you rack your brain and think, well, am I not good enough? You need to get right with those people that are in your life from birth.
Right.
Before you can go out there and start, like, listen, we all have our shit.
Yeah.
But you have to be so, like, on point with your own shit. Like, you have to be so knowledgeable of the things that your shortcomings and the things you're good at and bad at and the emotional times you deal with stuff. Then you can go to someone and be like, I get what's going on in this crazy house.
Right, right. I'm owning my shit.
And I'm ready for you to be a part of your crazy house and my crazy house to make a crazy duplex.
Right, right, so, right. We're adding on.
Yes.
We're extending.
We're extending. I want to add your crazy trailer to my crazy trailer to make an even bigger, fun fucking house of craziness. That's why everyone's like, you probably have this after shows.
Yeah.
People have to come up to you and go, you should see my family.
Yeah.
Everyone does that after show.
Right.
Well, my family's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? All just crazy fucking people that have matched up.
Right.
To make more crazies.
Yeah. Everyone has their shit, but the more aware you are of your own problems, the better and healthier your relationship is going to be.
Yes.
To me, it's like, it might feel like he's not giving her as much attention as she wants, and that's why she now really, really likes him, when before she wasn't fully invested in it. It's like you can't expect someone to give you everything when you're not giving them everything.
Totally.
And if you're not able to give them everything, then take a break.
Work
on yourself
and
go back.
This is a moment to go to the mental gym. Go lean on the people that have to deal with you, your family, friends, the people that have known you since birth. Maybe go talk to someone like professional-wise. And also be open and honest with this guy. Say to him, hey, I'm disappearing for reasons I don't understand.
Right.
It's okay to not understand why you're doing these things. I think that's like, a lot of times we don't know why we're doing these things. And then we're like, well, maybe if I just hug on to this other person, it'll be fine. No.
No one's going to fix your problems.
No one's there. Yeah. No boyfriend or girlfriend's going to fix your
shit. No.
So what you need to do is say, hey, listen, I have enjoyed your company. I think what we've had is great. I think we need to end it because I need to take care of some personal shit to figure out why I'm disappearing on you like this.
Right.
Then you go back. And that's the responsible thing to do. That's a very difficult thing to do. I understand that you didn't come here thinking. You came here thinking we're going to go, oh, here's what he's thinking.
Right.
We couldn't tell you that.
Yeah, no.
What I can tell you is that if I'm in his position, I don't want to be dating someone that isn't aware
invested.
Of their own shit.
Yeah. And fully invested. Honestly, you need that.
Absolutely.
And if he could be a great person, or whoever you date could be a great person to help you through those things, but they can't help you if you don't tell them what's going on.
Absolutely. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We do shout outs every now and again. This dude wrote in. Shout out would be much appreciated because he found I had something go on the front page of Reddit last week.
Cool.
Which is pretty cool. I did like a tweet was like having Netflix is basically me paying a monthly subscription to the Office DVDs.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that went everywhere. But then he was like, how about a shout out? Because I thought he posted it on Reddit to like get it on there.
Oh.
And I was like, did you post it? I'll do a shout out. And he was like, no.
I just want one.
He said, just shout out to PK and the Ball Up Society for being extra cheesy.
All right. Well, there we go.
I don't know.
PK society?
PK and the Ball Up Society for being extra cheesy.
I like it.
Okay. It's a very weird gang symbol. Let's do. Oh,
balls
and here's
of cheese.
Here's a thank you. We want to read a thank you?
Yeah, I would love that.
Just wanted to thank you for the honest advice and views you gave on the J Train and You Up podcast. Now when I read messages, it's like I can hear you shooting it straight, and I don't want to waste time over and I don't waste time overthinking anything. I'd been texting with a guy and I met on an app, and he was always too busy to meet because he has a kid, was moving, getting ready for my vacation. Not surprising, he ghosted before we met, and I was fine with that. It was clear he didn't really want to meet. A couple months pass, and out of nowhere, I get a text from him last night. The old me would have overanalyzed the whole situation, but when I asked how this new house was, and his response was, "I hope you can see it soon," I laughed to myself. Fastest route to a blowjob. Yeah, that's something I'd said. It's so freeing not to overthink everything and just take it for what it is. Please keep doing what you're doing. Well, thank you very much for writing in and for enjoying. I like this.
Good for her.
It was a very sweet email. You're
very
right.
Very sweet.
The studio audience. 91 times more notches than my girlfriend. Help.
Okay.
Sup, shit strain.
Okay. Yeah.
Coming in strong. Canadian
coming
listener.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Canadian listener, love the podcast. Keep up the good work. I'm 23 and I landed myself a unicorn on Tinder. She's 21, 799.
Okay.
Face, body, personality. She has only been in one relationship before me for a year and a half with a girl. So I've been the first guy to... This is about to get... This is
I
about
hate
to
this
get,
guy.
This is going to be tough for you to hear, Carly.
Okay.
I'm just warning you. So I've been the first guy to bludgeon the flaps.
Okay.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's a brutal description.
Bludgeon? First of all... That doesn't sound like you've ever satisfied a woman in your
bludgeon.
Life. Bludgeon?
The word bludgeon is a drying word.
Right.
Yeah, that's not getting anyone
I'm
anywhere.
A Popeye's biscuit right now. It's not okay. Bludgeon?
And the first guy to bludgeon the
bludgeon.
Flaps.
Imagine a guy saying to me, "I want to bludgeon your flaps."
Ugh.
Let's just end this one early.
Should we not even move on?
We did the ad. Let's
end the podcast. Let's leave.
It's
over. You just ended the J Train podcast.
Forever. You can never have another episode.
We defined the relationship a month ago and seen each other 6 to 7 times a week because she has to go back to school in Texas. Okay. We've both met each other's friend groups and all was good until one night on the piss. What? Until one night on the piss, my friends made a joke about my high kill count. On the piss.
In front of her.
He
on the
Canadian.
Piss means like you're taking the
Canadian?
Piss out of someone. Like you're like busting their balls.
One night on the piss. Can we please write in English?
Right.
The train's English.
I don't understand this.
Yeah, I don't understand what you're talking.
Not my language.
I like when people, like he obviously tried to make it more Canadian.
He started it
Come
off
on.
Being like, I'm Canadian, you might not understand.
Yeah.
It's like I'm exotic.
I wish he had said that.
He did some writing.
Yeah, he did. Until one night on the piss, my friends made a joke about my high kill count. Now this unicorn has been beating around the bush at asking me what my number is. Mm. But I know the question is coming. My count is 91, including her.
I mean, who
Come on.
That high?
He's
20
and also 23. I don't believe it.
Yeah. I mean, he's
No one counts
maybe
above 10.
Maybe they have different numbers in Canada.
Maybe.
Yeah, no one counts above fucking 10.
Yeah. This is
Come
like,
on.
This is in dog years. Like,
yeah.
You know, your dog is 35.
What is he counting, makeouts?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
So no 91.
No.
Dude, you're 23. It's time
you're
to
lying.
Grow the fuck up.
You're lying.
Also, grow up.
Grow up.
Stop it.
Yeah, why are you still counting?
How quickly are you fucking?
Right.
Do I tell her the truth and hope her tunnel of wonders doesn't dry up to the sound of it? Should I lie? Or should I just keep saying that it shouldn't matter? Enjoy the podcast. You enjoy the podcast or I? This guy is crazy.
He's all over the place over here.
I think he has to stop thinking that his number matters because it obviously
it
matters to him to be at 91.
Right.
County.
He thinks he's cool. You can tell by the way he said bludgeoned her flaps.
Yeah.
He thinks it's like cool. And
91.
Who cares? Dude?
It
Who
sounds
cares?
Like he literally has the numbers on the wall like he's in prison.
Like in jail,
Yeah, just counting on the wall.
The number, I always say this, anytime anybody's like, you never want to know. Even if you think you want to know, you never have that conversation. I would say avoid that conversation at all costs because it hurts people. Like, even if you don't think that it's going to hurt someone, it's like, why do you need to know that? That was before you.
It shouldn't matter. But also, if it comes up, just say you don't know. Saying 91.
Right. I mean, you're fucking crazy for counting that
Well, this is the thing. here's the answer to the question. You saying 91 made three people in a room just go, ugh.
Right. More so than
You going, hey, I've had a lot of sex in my life, more than most.
Right.
If you had said that, we'd be like, you're a cool dude, it's fine, yeah. Not a big deal.
Right.
The fact that you said 91.
Yeah, stop counting.
It means that this matters to you in a way that if I was dating you, I'd be like, well, he's not done until 91 ain't his last one.
Right, because he wants to hit 100.
He wants to hit 100. Yeah. This number matters to him.
Right. Not even 90. 91.
He had to count that last girl.
Well, I thought it was a joke in the title when it said 91 times more, you know, experience.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know. I didn't put that together either.
It is literally 91.
He wasn't kidding.
I thought it was a joke. Just right. Like bludgeon the flaps. Like, I'll let bludgeon the flaps go.
Right.
Fine. Right. I get it.
Right.
You know, but the minute if you look at her, if she goes, well, how many people have you had sex with? And you go, well, the number's 91.
She's not going to like you anymore.
That's just a character study.
Yeah.
The sex doesn't matter. If you've listen, I've been asked my number. I don't know my number. I'm okay with not knowing
it. That's cool, man.
And I've said that to girls I've been with. I've been like, I just don't know.
Why would you ever want
to
know
that? Yeah.
Why would you ever want to know that about someone that you're dating? It doesn't matter. As long as you both don't have STDs,
yeah.
Or if you do have an STD, you tell the person. Who cares?
Just make sure you get checked 91 times.
Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do this one. A lady email.
Okay. That was my favorite song.
What's up, J Train? Huge fan. Always am first in line at the Comedy Cellar when you MC. Thank you. I've been experiencing a few guys in a row where we get to date 3-4, have sex, then it kind of idles. Nothing, quote unquote, happens, so to speak. Sex is always pretty good. They say so after. We will maybe hang out 1 or 2 times after, casually getting pizza on the go. But then they seem to fall off the earth. I've reached out to them a few times with meh replies, yet they still follow, watch, like me on social media, including sliding into my DMs after I post stories. I've gone over all my moves extensively with my gal pals, much to their annoyance, and I can't seem to think of anything I'm doing except maybe acting too casual. My question is, am I being too casual post-sex? Should I be less chill and casual with these guys so they see me as a girlfriend material? Some of them I've really liked, but I'm trying to play it cool, so they probably can't tell. I don't want to be that post-sex clingy chick, but should I be more obvious that I'm into them? If so, what moves should I do? Text should I send in the delicate days after the bang? Any wisdom is appreciated. Sick of being the chill chick. What do we think?
I think that you being open doesn't mean that you're clingy. I think that women are like, oh, I have to play it cool so this guy likes me.
Sure.
I never do that shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, I like you. If you like me, that's cool.
Let's
whatever.
End.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah, like, yeah. Who cares? We're adults. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? I feel like the...
Being too cool feels like a way to not
yeah.
hear the truth.
It's a game.
Yeah.
It's a game back and forth. Why are you playing the game? Like, to me, I'm sure she's not doing anything wrong. It could...
No.
And I don't think it's the way that she's portraying herself to guys, but maybe in the future, maybe they do think, oh, she doesn't want anything serious. If you're not talking about how you feel and you really like these guys talk
yeah.
to them about it.
A lot of guys, right? Guys will match the level of serious the girl
right.
gives them.
Right.
We will let, listen, we're animals.
Yeah.
If a girl lets us be on the app still and doesn't bring it up, we're going to let it keep going.
Right.
It's just not, it's just our natural inclination.
Yeah.
Let me also make you feel better with something that might make you feel worse at first.
Mm-hmm.
We're meeting so many more people than any other generation.
Right.
You're being put in front of more guys than anyone's ever been put in front of. So there's just more chances to meet people that aren't going to be going past the fourth date.
Right.
So a lot of this that's going on for you, the reason it hasn't happened yet, it's not you. Don't, just know that, like, your mom's story is not going to be the same as yours. And
mm-hmm.
everyone's story isn't the same. So my I'm trying to give you some positivity in,
yeah.
in this, because this isn't happening because of you. You wrote a very nice email. It
yeah,
seems
you
like
seem
you get
great.
It.
Yeah.
You seem like you're great. There's no bludgeoning of flaps in here.
Right.
So So my thing with you is the one thing in this email that kind of sticks out to me is nothing happens, so to speak. Sex is always pretty good, so they say. And we'll maybe hang out one or two times after, casually getting pizza on the go.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
How does that, so how does that happen more than once?
Yeah, and how are you fucking and then being like, I'll just do pizza. Like,
yeah.
Like it seems like you're too available for any type of effort. So the guy's like, listen, this chick's great. We fuck.
And then we just go get
pizza.
I spend $2. Yeah.
$2.
Yeah.
You have to
set yourself up for what you want. If you want to just be a hookup buddy,
that's cool.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. If you want to be just a casual, oh, we're going to get pizza with this guy and then we're going to hook up. Cool.
It's also okay to be like flirting and texting and be like, last night was so much fun.
Yeah.
And then have the guy go, well, I'll be out tonight. And you go, yeah, I'm not going to do that, but I'm free Thursday.
Right.
I think also, like, you have to say what Carly said is exactly right, where it's like you're being chill in the face of being yourself.
You don't need to. If you're not,
nobody's chill.
Nobody's chill. If you're honest with a guy, if he likes you, that you saying I like you isn't going to make him run away.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like, oh, I'm glad you said that. I didn't know if it was too soon to say that.
Sure.
Like, I've never been honest with someone and regretted it. Like, there, you don't have to be like, oh, cool. No, cool. Just because then you're gonna be taken advantage of it.
And also, you're gonna be someone. I mean, on the last podcast on Tuesdays, we had Dante was saying things in this, you're gonna get the respect you give out.
Exactly.
So like, or you're gonna get the, he was saying a lot of this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you're someone that's like, oh, yeah, I'm cool, whatever. I just want to chill.
It's not cool.
It's not chill. And here, I just stayed at a Red Roof Inn Plus.
Wow.
For 5 days in San Antonio.
I didn't know I was in the room with.
It's royalty.
Prince.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
I mean, I come from.
Money.
You know, a lot of money. Red Roof Inn Plus. I'm a Red Roof Inn Plus family.
Do you have a card? A loyalty card?
I have a 5-minute bit now about Red Roof Inn Plus.
Oh, perfect.
Just from staying there for 5 days.
Wow.
They put me there for the San Antonio shows. I was there Wednesday to Monday. Thankfully, they put me there.
You got material out of it.
I got material out of it, but here's what I'm saying is I got to the fourth day, and it's so funny that, like, I kept thinking of girls who, like, define themselves as chill and cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nobody's chill and cool.
No.
We're all good for one night at the Red Roof Inn.
Right, right.
We're good.
Yeah, nobody's too good for it.
Nobody is snobby. There are people out there, but like I always talk about the bell curve. Most of us live in the center of the bell curve, and then there's tails.
Mm-hmm.
Those 1% that we try to believe that most people are in, but they're not.
Right.
The 1%, there's a 1% of people that are like, I will not fucking step foot into a Red Roof
Inn
Plus.
I'd rather die in a I'd rather sleep in my car and die.
And die.
In my car.
And then there's the rest of us who are like, yeah, it's not
fine.
Great. It's fine.
Yeah.
Two nights, a weekend,
right.
For a college road trip, for a bachelor party, I can deal.
For work, you got to do what you got to do.
Then there's the other 1% that are like, I could only stay at a Red Roof Inn Plus. I would never pay more than $50. You know,
right,
that's the other one.
Right.
That's the other side of the 1%. But the people in that middle fat part of the graph can do two nights and will go fuck this place by night 4.
Right.
I'm in that center part of the...
Of course you are.
None of us are chill.
Right.
All of us are chill to a point.
Right.
So for you to play this part of...
Yeah.
Of the girl that, you know, the girl who fucks and wants dollar slices afterwards...
Yeah.
That's not what you want.
If it is what you want, that's cool, but it's not.
It's not cool.
Yeah.
It's cool once.
Yeah.
Cool twice. The third time, you're going to be wondering... I want some pepperoni on this pizza, and I want it to be from a place with wine.
Right, right.
You know, like,
right. I want it to be a brick oven.
Yeah.
And I want a whole pie
for
us to share.
And I want it to say Napoli on the front. I want not two brothers.
Right.
So for this girl, like, stop lying to everyone, including yourself.
Because
it's
only going to hurt you.
Yeah.
It's only going to hurt you. Anytime, and this also happens, I feel like, the chill thing, when girls are like, oh, I've been dating this guy for 8 months, and I thought we were exclusive, and we never had the conversation, but I found out he hooked up with someone else. I'm like, why would he have done that? Why would he be exclusive if you guys never talked about it? Like, if you want to be exclusive with someone, tell them.
I had someone ask me, I think I did it for, it was for Betches, they were like, guys won't create contracts, but we will create fine print.
Right.
So they were, Betches wanted me to comment on why guys go, whatever you say. We mm-hmm. say whatever you say because we know that you will hold against us anything we say. So we put it right. on you to say it, and then then you create the contract so that we're not the ones writing it out for you.
Right.
So it won't be used against us later. But right. then we will take what you don't say and use that as fine print.
Right.
To go, well, we never had the talk.
Right.
We never had you. You said exactly. you wanted just pizza.
Right.
So
right.
we'll never make a big contract, but we will make those fine lines that fuck you over.
Right.
And that's where this girl stands. So you have to start asking for the things you want, even without asking.
Yeah.
You can say no to things.
Yeah, say
don't
no.
Don't be a go-along girl. Be the girl that's like, eh, I'm going to bed early night. I'm actually free Thursday if you want to do something.
So
that's
much
my
power
one night.
In that. There's yeah. so much power in that.
Here's my schedule. Oh, it doesn't work for you on Thursday? Guess we'll have to do another night.
Yeah.
And he will come.
Yeah.
If he wants to come.
Right, exactly. And if he doesn't, then you just did yourself a favor because you didn't waste any time with him.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Carly Aquilino, you're amazing.
Thank you
for coming on.
Thank you for having
We're
me.
We're going to do a voicemail. Secret Keepers Club. Every Monday, go follow, go support. Emma Willman's so funny with
Love
Carly.
Her.
You guys are going to be great. At Carly Aquilino on Instagram. Shelby, let's do a voicemail.
JTrain. Hi, how's it going, brother? I hope you're doing big things. Well, I already know you're doing big things, man. You got that hell of a podcast going for you, brother. I've been around since the TFM days. It's quite a ride.
Thanks, buddy.
You know a lot of shit, man. I got to be real with you. I had one question, a simple question I wanted to ask. Get back into the school year here. I've been doing some in the middle of my internship.
This guy sounds like he just got off a horse.
Instagram prowling. Prowling's a weird word, I guess. Not the best word, but
prowling.
Okay.
It's a panther.
Instagram, she's really hot. She's really good looking. Probably out of my league, but hey, man, you boys got to try. So, she left her Snapchat username in her bio. I feel like you probably talked about this before. I just wanted to hear your take. If a girl leaves her Snapchat, like, handle in her Instagram bio, does she want you to contact her? And if she does want you to contact her, like, what's the protocol for doing that? Like, add her and just kind of try to message her, or do you just not add her at all?
Starting to sound like a country song.
Yeah. It really does.
Do you add her on Snapchat? Do you add her on DM? Do you add her on Facebook? I'm trying to bang. Oh, do you add her on the Facebook or the Snapchat? I don't know what to do, but I'll keep prowling for you.
I've never heard a better song in my life.
Thank you very much.
That was so beautiful.
I think we got to make that a clip and put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
I think that's got to be up there.
Yeah.
Now, you made a face in the middle of that because I want to, the question is, in the Instagram bio, there's the Snapchat handle. He's wondering, do I go follow her on Snapchat to go that way? I saw your face, so I want to get in front of something. To me, and I'm the mm-hmm. dude here, so I don't know. You would know way more on this than I would, how mm-hmm. you would want to be approached. To me, I think crossing apps is never a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, if you found her on Instagram, you
DM her.
You want to, yeah, DM her. I think explaining, yeah. well, I got, the more you explain, just like the guy with 91 chicks.
Yeah.
You know, like, the more you get into the details,
right.
the more of a mess you make.
Right.
So let's make this as fucking streamlined as possible because, listen, if she's attracted to you, it won't be creepy. And if she's not attracted to you, it will be creepy. So
if she's not attracted to you, she'll ignore you.
Yeah, she'll ignore you. So what do you think? Are you on board? What do you think?
I agree. I think that because I made a face when he had said, did she put her Snapchat in her bio because she wants people to follow her? Yeah. Yes, but that doesn't mean anything. Everybody wants a billion followers.
Okay, okay.
A girl wanting you to follow her on Snapchat isn't like it's more of an open opportunity for you to contact
her. To be a disgusting animal.
It's the same thing as Instagram. So it's like, you're right about the crossing over apps.
You can't cross apps.
You can't cross apps. I would stick with Instagram and DM her.
I would, you got to tap on the window.
Yeah.
Like about 10 in a row. See if you
the move.
See if, I call it tapping on the window. Just a little.
So it's, hey, I'm here.
I'm hard.
I'm hard.
Just waiting. And then if they tap back, then you follow. If they follow back, then you DM and you say, hey, now that I've liked all your Instagram pictures, I figured I should say hello.
Right.
And it's admitting to your weirdness. That we're all doing.
Well, it's not even weird anymore.
Not even more.
Yeah.
I literally just told you to do it.
Right.
So it's not
weird
to me.
We're all creepy. We all do it.
You admit to it. Then you say hello and try and start the conversation from there. You said she's at college. You're going back to school. This is someone from school. You have things to talk about that you have in common. You have the school. You have the streets. You have your fraternity. You have your sorority, your club, or whatever you're in.
Right. You
have things to talk about.
Country music career.
You have your country music career, your horse.
Your tractor, your farm. You have so many. Your hat, your boots.
The harvest. You have a lot to talk about. Okay? So you have the beauty of being in college is the commonality.
That guy's in college?
He sounded like he was my dad.
He sounded 49.
That guy.
I've never heard an older sounding person. I love that guy.
347-669-8252. That's the voicemail for any of your voicemail needs. We love doing these voicemails, right, Shelby?
Can't get enough of them.
Look at this excitement.
Yeah.
We have some news. We have time for a news item?
We do.
Let's do it.
I have a story that's going to make everybody feel good.
Oh, good.
Uh-oh.
A heart warmer.
I don't like that. I'm kidding.
Identical twin sisters, Brittany and Brianna Dean, you know.
Okay, they're already weird for having the BR names.
Right.
The family's off.
Right.
Right away.
Yeah.
Something ain't right.
This is my twins, Brittany and Brianna. What do you dress them alike and send them to fucking...
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
That's exactly what they do. To like,
pageants.
Pageants and shit?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
They're doing a little more things alike than that.
What's that?
See, they've always dreamed, the 32-year-old twins, they've always dreamed of marrying identical twin brothers.
Oh, God.
And now their wish has come true.
Oh, God.
So wait, the Bree sisters...
Brittany and Brianna
have married twin brothers?
They've now wed Josh and Jeremy Salyers.
So weird.
34, in a joint ceremony at the 2018 Twins Day Festival in Twinsburg, Ohio.
They're obsessed with being twins.
I hate how much this is about twins.
What
if they all don't have twins? Do they just hate their children?
Yeah, they resent them.
They're so into this.
Single.
Oh, you fucking loser kids.
Yeah.
You'll never amount to anything without a twin. Like, when does this end? They're going to get in vitro so they can have twins?
Well, it doesn't end there at the wedding because they married at the festival where they met a year ago.
So they were
married by identical twin ministers.
Oh, my God.
In a ceremony themed Twice Upon Time.
It's so annoying. I hope they both get divorces.
I hope they cheat on each other with the other person's spouse without knowing it,
accident.
Then find out.
Yep.
And that's why the whole thing fucking ends.
They deserve it.
The internet has created too many communities.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the community.
Right. There shouldn't be a festival.
For twins.
Yeah. It's leave the festival. Stop.
What's to even talk about other than... Yeah, this is how we were born.
Oh, there's another one of you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you dress alike and you're 50? That's not sad at all.
You're at this festival? Oh. Weird.
How'd you end up here? You have literally that little personality on your own that you're like, I guess we're just going to dive into this twin thing.
Let's ride this twin thing till the wheels fall off.
Oh, they must be the worst to talk to.
I hate them. Oh, my God. And they think it's so interesting, and it's not. It's actually weird because that means they married each other's brother-in-law and sister-in-law.
I need to see what they look like.
They're, you know... pretty basic.
You said the story was going to make me feel good.
I feel great.
He lied.
Well, this isn't the only time this has happened, has it? I'm looking it up now.
I'm sure it's happened.
Twins marrying twins. Is this them? Twins marry twins is becoming a show on TLC?
Of course.
I buried the lead.
Oh, but that is the lead. Is that going to be a TV show?
It
is premiering soon, I'm guessing.
Oh, my God. So that's why this story is coming out.
It's promo.
Twins marry twins and new show coming to TLC.
The wedding will air in an hour-long special in 2019 on TLC. I think you have a new thing to live tweet.
I think I got my new Bachelor.
Oh, I hate it.
They're awful. They're awful.
I'm going to watch it, too. I have to watch everything on TLC.
It's just one of those things that's like... Is this how you're making your living now?
Yeah, it's a freak show.
Your living is that you're a twin that married another twin.
Right.
What if the marriages don't work out? What if one does, one doesn't?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also, well, that's what they're going to do. That's what the show is going to be about. Like, oh, these two are fighting.
Mm.
You know, are they going to get a divorce? And then, but no, because then we won't be twins married to twins.
If I was
anymore.
A producer, I'd be like, yeah, he's right in there. Your honeymoon night.
Yeah.
Be the wrong twin.
Yeah. And then they get pregnant with each other's babies on accident.
I bet you like the story more if they were all 600 pounds.
If they were 600 pounds, I'd be into it. This would be a heartwarming tale.
Yeah.
They look like Ken and Barbie.
Yeah, I hate them.
Awful. Any other stories?
Well, this one, we had a pretty heartwarming story, but I have to, I don't mean to end on a downer, but
okay.
I know we usually do like...
Don't bring us down too hard, Chubby.
Light news, but this is some pretty dark stuff. Uh-oh. I'll just play the audio first.
The audio.
Can someone from Instagram please get back to me about why my account is deleted? I posted anything on there that showed nipples, nudity, pornography, nothing. I never did any of that. I don't even use DMs or talk to people on there.
I love this.
I hate her.
This is the meme where it's like, imagine Instagram goes away and you're not a model anymore.
Right, right.
This has happened to her. This is her reality. Who is she?
Someone please respond to me and get back to me about why my account was deleted.
Oh my God. First of all, I can hear
Mark
it.
Zuckerberg.
I can hear. Yeah, she's like, hey, Mark Zuckerberg, DM me so I know. So, text me so I know. Can I see a picture of her? Also, she's not good at acting because she's
was
fake crying.
Adult what? Film star Lana Rhodes, and she's pretty heartbroken over losing her Instagram account.
What's her name? How do you spell her name?
You don't know.
Lana Rhodes.
L-A-N-A.
Okay.
R-H-O-A-D-E-S.
Oh, she has a hashtag now.
Oh, no.
Let's see.
There's a hashtag Lana Rhodes.
The hashtag is Free Lana, I believe.
Free Lana! from Instagram jail?
Oh, here's Free Lance. That's not...
Who cares about him?
I mean, this is so
Free
funny.
Lana has 2,000 posts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I wonder who's posting Free Lana.
Here she is.
Crying?
Is it Lana WWE?
No, this is the adult film.
No,
festival.
I just found her.
How did you find her?
Well, because I looked her up. Hold on.
I don't know. I just love
it could be Lana Rhodes.
I mean, I mean, this is like...
So dramatic.
You know what it reminds me of? My Lana Rhodes love?
No, she's right here, this girl.
I happen to find this on World Star Hip Hop. I don't know the actual account name.
This girl?
Yes, that girl.
Yeah, I'm looking at her now. I mean,
that's her fake. That's probably a fake account.
It's got to be a fake account, but also, I mean, she's going to be fine.
She's going to be okay.
If penises still exist today.
Yeah, your Instagram isn't what. Yeah.
Does penis exist still, Shelby?
Last time I checked, it does.
Okay. She's going to get some followers back. I think she'll get back to the number that she was at before. I don't think that all these people that were like,
Free her.
Free her. She's going to be just fine. I love that she's crying.
Well, that's not going to fix her mascara.
No.
A fake cry. It's a fake cry.
Listen, It was good enough acting to get, you know, to get me going.
To get it going in the biz. Yeah.
I'm crying.
I'm crying on the inside. Carly Aquilino, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
At Carly Aquilino on Instagram before it gets deleted. We don't want to lose her livelihood.
You never know.
You never know. It could be tomorrow.
You never know what I'm going to post.
So, and I don't put any nipples.
I don't even DM anybody. What?
Secret Keepers Club every Monday. Go check it out, the podcast. Shelby, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Instagram. I'm Jared Freed. At Jared Freed on Instagram before I show my nipple. I'm here every Tuesday and Friday. Listen, if you are not a Patreon member, get involved. I'm doing podcasts every Sunday. Coffee with J Train. There's a ton up there from the last few months. I just talked about my whole trip in San Antonio. I talked about a heckler. I talked about a girl getting offended. I talked about the hotel, the Red Roof Inn Plus.
Of course.
So go get involved with patreon.com/Jared Freed. We'll be back next episode. Boom.